Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, about the Zika virus. This is part one of a two-part interview. Something we're starting to hear about is the Zika virus. Can you tell us what this is?
Absolutely. So Zika is a flavivirus, which is a very fancy name, but it's similar to yellow fever or dengue or West Nile viruses that we see. It's primarily transmitted by mosquito bites. And there has been some transmission that we've seen in utero. So from mom to fetus, especially as giving birth, and also through sexual contact, there has been some reports of that as well. But humans or non-human primates like monkeys are where we're seeing the main reservoir, so where we're seeing it held.
And where are they seeing it? Is this something that's been found in Iowa?
No, we haven't seen Zika in Iowa. It's mostly in Central America, South America. So there's actually a travel alert right now for the Caribbean, Central America, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Samoa, South America, and Cape Verde, Africa. So that's really where they're seeing the transmission of Zika. So there has been some questionable cases of Zika coming into the states. And so people are asking about travel in the previous 2 weeks. They are recommending that if you are pregnant or trying to become pregnant, that you not travel to those areas of the world at this time.
What does it do to a healthy adult and then to a pregnant woman? What are the differences there?
Well, only 1 in 5 people that are infected with Zika are going to show viruses or are going to actually show symptoms. Okay. So it's actually, when it is symptomatic, it could look very much like measles. So you could have the fever, you could have the rash, you could have the conjunctivitis, the red eyes. And so that's something that providers are going to want to look for and then ask about travel in the last 14 days. There's really not a test for Zika right now that they're doing often, because there's nothing that we can really do. There's no vaccine, and so it's more just treating the symptoms with acetaminophen and lots of fluids and lots of rest. But there's really not a lot of other things that they can do in a healthy adult. As for pregnant women, what they're mostly finding, and it's been more of a correlation that they've noticed when they've gone back, and there's been a large population of children that are born with microcephaly, which is basically a small head, small brain, and those babies aren't always viable past birth, and so they usually don't survive. And so what they have done is they've looked at the cases of kiddos with microcephaly and then gone back to see whether mom was bitten by mosquito and may have had the Zika virus.
With microcephaly, it's not something you always hear about. Can you explain it a little more?
Sure. So that's when a baby's brain has not fully developed properly during pregnancy, or it stopped growing after birth, okay? And it can be linked to movement and balance challenges, hearing and vision problems, seizures, developmental delay, and intellectual disability.
So microcephaly doesn't necessarily mean death of an infant.
Correct. Yep. It is something that they can survive. But they have seen a lot of loss, and which is why they have gone back and looked at those fetal deaths or those babies that haven't thrived after birth and linked it back to mothers who were infected with Zika.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about the Zika virus. This is part one of a two-part interview. To hear the second part of our conversation, listen to tomorrow's Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.